Yo, this the podcast.
You got your boy the Juice Man in this motherfucker.
And Robbie G.
Yeah, this ain't for everybody. You know, if you can't stand the heat, you gonna have to stay out the kitchen.
We about to take some hot topics and we about to throw them on the hot seat and we gonna talk about this shit.
This ain't for the weak minded.
No, sir.
Yeah, so first of all, we're gonna start off with this shit, nigga, with the basketball game, nigga. Like, the fuck, nigga? What the fuck, nigga? Yeah, man, fuck out of here, bro. At the end of the day, you know, the Raptors, they did their motherfucking thing. I ain't gonna lie. Nigga, I think Golden State, they had plenty of chances to win it with this and that. But, you know, like, you know, at the end of the day, I kind of expected, like, the Raptors like that. You know, it's the Raptors, nigga. You know, the Raptors, they ain't got a city behind them or this and that. The Raptors, they got a whole country behind them. So you gotta understand that, you know, it's a different environment when the boys going up there. Because, nigga, the Raptors ain't never been in the finals through everything. So, you know, like, with all that fucking up that the Warriors did, you know, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that for sure, like, the Raptors would take game one or something like this.
It makes sense. Like, honestly, I was surprised. I didn't pay that much attention to the finals or to the playoffs at all, really. I was surprised that the Raptors even had home court advantage. So yeah, that kind of fucked me up.
I ain't gonna even lie. I didn't even know that they did either, though.
That kind of fucked me up a little bit.
But at the end of the day, though, once I did find out what the rule and like you realize how them boys been playing, I never thought that like, you know, game one, I always felt like that the Raptors was gonna get that one. But you know, like I believe that the Warriors was gonna get one. The Warriors gotta like the playoffs don't start until somebody steal home court advantage. So
right.
I ain't know if it's gonna be game one or game two, but I believe like nigga, since the Warriors didn't get that one, nigga, like they gonna get game two.
Game two gonna be tight. I'm not gonna just give it to the Warriors.
I'm not giving it to nobody. This but first of all, you
I
can't
feel what you say.
When it's the finals, you can't give no game to anybody. But what I'm saying is that, you know, like the jittery thing behind it, and like that you gotta understand, nigga, the way that crowd was gonna be like for the Raptors never to be to the finals with the man. And it's a country behind
shit, we was watching that shit outside. Exactly.
So you know, like thinking first of all, nigga, you can't give a game to nobody. But I knew it was gonna be one hell of a game because of simple fact, nigga. This is the first nigga finals that the Raptors ever been to, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, nigga,
they
like,
gonna put it in.
Yeah, and I knew it was gonna be difficult for the Warriors with the but I believe, like, the Warriors gonna steal one of these games because that's when the playoffs really start. Because if the Warriors, like, we expect the Raptors, nigga, to take game one and two because, nigga, they got home court advantage. You know what I mean? But the playoffs will really start.
Once I found out they had home court advantage, yes, I did expect them to take one of the games. I'll give you that. But the fact that they took game one the way they did.
It's not the way that they did.
They might be able to come out of this 2-0. They might.
Well, at the end of the day, if
they
did,
and
I feel you, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, though, if they do come out of it 2-0, though, they ain't did nothing nigga that they wasn't expected to do. Do you feel me? Because you expected to win both games on your court. That's why I say, nigga, the playoffs don't start until somebody take home court advantage away. So even if they, like, you know what I mean? Because the pressure is more up on the Raptors than it is up on the Warriors because it's a simple fact that if the Warriors still won the games from them, like, nigga, that didn't make it so much better. It's all about, nigga, like, you know, you're just filling each other out right now.
Yeah.
So, nigga, like,
I don't know, man. Shit.
Yeah, you know, at the end.
Fuck the Warriors, man.
Fuck the Raptors, my nigga. But shit, you know? But if we're going to be real about it, nigga, the Raptors, nigga, obviously they're a good team if they had the home court advantage thing.
Real shit.
You know what I mean?
Hey, so, but they was playing in the East.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, you ain't think like that the Warriors was just going to walk into somewhere, nigga, and just be like, nigga, this is our game. We going to win it. You know what I mean?
Man,
like,
shit, that's how they walk around.
That's not how they
you
walk.
That's how they walk around.
That's how the people from the outside look. Because when you ain't got, nigga, KD or you ain't got this person, this and that, nigga, like, you know, like, the Raptors, they got their full squad. The Warriors don't have their full squad. You know what I mean? So, nigga, nobody ever thought that you was going to go into Toronto, nigga, and just take both games or this and that. We'll do this and that. We expect the Warriors to win when they go back home. We'll do this and that because, nigga, at the end of the day, nigga, the fans is the sixth like the six players up on that court. So you got to understand that too, because nigga, the fans will help you like win a game, or they can help you lose a game. So nigga, like at the end of the day, like if the Warriors can just take one of them,
yep, shit, damn, yeah, I didn't mean to hit that motherfucker.
Oh yeah,
you heard that motherfucker?
Yeah.
No, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. You're right. You're right. Shit.
And you know, no matter who's playing who, with this and that, no matter where you're playing at, nigga, I feel like, nigga, the pressure was always up on the Raptors because of the simple fact, nigga, that everybody voting against the Warriors, nigga. Like, nigga, you know, with no KD, without this and that, with the, well, nigga, nigga, first of all, nobody ever thought you was going to beat the Rockets, you know what I mean? Without KD, what it was. Nobody ever thought you was going to, like, do the Blazers the way you did, nigga. Then you see the way that the Raptors is playing. Hey, nigga, ain't nobody ever thought, nigga, that the Warriors just about to walk in there, nigga, like, missing a best player, nigga, and just, like, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day,
and Captain just no emotion ass, what, Kawhi Leonard ass.
But I'm just saying, at the first game of the finals, though, this and that, it's always a filling out thing, anyway.
Oh yeah, you know what I mean? Shit. When we was watching, both was saying just like, everybody's nervous.
You know, it's just a filling out thing, this and that.
Start over.
The only way you can really realize the truth is when you bring the person that said something about somebody and the person that said it didn't say. Once you bring them both together, that's how you realize the truth, nigga. Like, because, nigga, the truth, nigga, is only going to be told, nigga, when you put two people together. Because I can say I didn't say something, this person say I did. But when you bring them together, nigga, in each other's face, nigga, you're going to figure out the liar. Because one person going to act like they did, nigga. The other person going to be confident about what they did. That's how you realize the truth.
You figure out the truth.
Yeah. Because when you put them both in each other's face, nigga, anybody can say anything about somebody, nigga, behind their back. But when you put them two people in each other's face, nigga, the liar's gonna be, nigga, like, trying to, nigga, like belittle what they said or this and that, nigga. Like, they're gonna belittle what they said or be like they didn't say it, nigga, but they're gonna belittle it or try to minimize what they said, nigga. The person that told the truth, nigga, he gonna want to know, like, nigga, this is what you said. You said I said this, nigga, that's how you figure out the truth.
See? Good shit.